This obviously is shoes right here. All right, I got one more up front here. Yeah, so I just loaded up, I think, 6 or 7 great big plastic bags full of clothes and shoes and whatnot, and I'm gonna, you know, push this big yellow bin into Paul's place. We'll make it up on the second floor where we'll start to sort and put the clothes out on the racks for the guys. I'm Paul Shurick. I live in Crownsville, down in Anne Arundel County. I've been a volunteer at Paul's place since April 2012. I'm here every Thursday. I do whatever is needed to be done.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Redemption comes in many forms here at Paul's place. And it's not hard to look around and see it. Really, every day you can find someone who can claim redemption because they walked into Paul's place, including me.
Donna, the courtroom was packed for Shurick's sentencing with friends and supporters of him, a testament to his long career in public service that he admits has been badly tarnished.
In 2010, I was involved in a political campaign, and we made a mistake.
Shurick was convicted of election fraud for authorizing the robocall on election day 2010. At the time, he was the top campaign official for Bob Ehrlich.
It was late in the afternoon on election day in November of 2010. I think it was around 4 o'clock, so the day was almost over. The voting day was almost over. And a suggestion was made late that afternoon that we launch a robocall targeting African-American households.
The call suggested the election between Martin O'Malley and Ehrlich was over before the polls had closed. It had no authority line identifying its source.
And that robocall, it certainly didn't recognize it at the time, but I think in hindsight, and certainly the state saw it this way, that robocall was deceptive.
Shurick's sentence, a year in jail, but all of it suspended. Instead, he'll spend 30 days on home detention, perform 500 hours of community service. He will not have to pay a fine. Reporting live tonight from the Mitchell Courthouse, I'm Jane Miller, WBAL, TV 11 News.
It was sort of an in-the-moment, stupid decision. It was not thought out. On election days, they're hectic, and you don't, the fog of war thing, you don't sometimes give the level of thought that those decisions need. And I didn't. I made a mistake. It was a stupid idea, and it was a stupid decision that was not thought out. I was convicted in December of 2011 and sentenced in February of 2012. Judge Fletcher Hill sentenced me to 500 hours of community service, and I believe I started here on the first week of April 2012. I had to do 30 days of so-called home detention. So I sat at home in March 2012 and watched the NCAA basketball tournament. But when that 30 days was over, I believe I started right away coming here every Thursday. And I've barely missed a Thursday since. I think I'm in my 5th or 6th year.
So the 500 hours has come and gone long ago.
That came and went a long, long time ago. And I would not need one hand to count the number of Thursdays that I've had to miss here. This has been a blessing. My entire life had been about public service and a political career in government service. And that crashed and burned. That evaporated overnight. But the silver lining or redemption, call it what you will, silver lining or redemption, is that I'm back helping people right now, and I know I'm making a difference. There's no question when I leave here today, any day that I leave here, there's no question that I improve people's lives that day. I'm doing it today.